Now, I want you to think about some games that kids maybe used to play with boards and stuff like that. See if you can tell me what some of those games are. If you took a big plank and laid it over kind of a sawhorse type of thing, and one child would get on one side and one would get on the other, what would you call that little game that you had made?
Oh, we used to enjoy that, seesawing.
Okay. What did you call, you were seesawing. What did you call the actual toy?
A seesaw.
Okay. What about, did you ever have one where you'd have a limber plank that was fixed at both ends and the children used to jump up and down on it?
I'm not familiar at all
with that one. Okay. What about, you might have a plank that is fixed down in the middle to a post or stump. The plank's fixed in the middle to the post or the stump, and the children can get on the end and they spin around on it. What would you call that? Like, it's not like the seesaw. It doesn't go up and down. It's fixed in the middle, and then they can spin around and around on it.
Something like a merry-go-round, isn't it? Ain't that a homemade merry-go-round?
Uh-huh. Did you call it any other thing besides homemade merry-go-round?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, you've had these over at your house before. Sometimes what it amounts to is tying a long rope or a chain up and putting a tire on the end of it. And the child gets in it and goes back and forth. What do you call that?
Swing.
What would you call a container for coal that you keep near the stove or fireplace?
Coal, what? Are you talking about coal that you burn in the heater?
Right, uh-huh.
A coal scuttle.
Okay, would you call it anything else? I mean, do you have a different name for the container that you use to bring the coal in from the wood pile?
A coal bucket.
Okay. Say, you know, we're talking about maybe this kind of coal heater or something like that. What do you call the section that runs from the stove to the chimney as a pipe? What do you call that?
Stove pipe.
Okay, what would you call a little small vehicle that has one wheel in the front and handles, you know, that you grasp and you push it along? Carry small things like maybe bricks or stuff like that. What do you call that?
Wheelbarrow.
What do you sharpen a scythe on? It's kind of just a portable sharpening stone. What do you call that? It's just a little stone.
Grindstone.
Emery
wheel.
Okay.
Emery wheel.
And the one that you said, the other one that you said you could use to sharpen things on?
The stone.
Uh-huh.
The grindstone.
Uh-huh. You have a vehicle that you drive.
Mm-hmm.
Has four wheels and everything. What do you call that?
A car.
Okay, if you were going to cook something, perhaps maybe a french fry or something like that, you don't just dump your potatoes in the pan, are you?
Mm-mm.
What would you put them in before you put your potatoes in?
What would I put what in there?
What would you put in the pan before you put the potatoes in?
The oil.
Okay, could you call any other thing besides oil? Like, I bet if at the end, when you were finished cooking them, you would take the french fries out and then you would pour something off. What would you say you were pouring off?
Pouring off the grease.
Okay, if you got them all, if you got the grease all over your hands, you would say, boy, my hands are really...
gooey, wouldn't they? Greasy. Greasy.